You have to identify who your first customer is. And often, sometimes your customer you can find out who your customer is with a video or with calling around to see what they would purchase. You don't have to necessarily have this abundance of inventory and this abundance of product. You know, an investment in your company could be a comment, could be a vote on something. It could be a bunch of people who liked a certain video. And then you go, well, wow, seeing so many of you liked it, are any of you ready to prepay for this thing? Because guess what? I can have 20 units made for you.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's going on, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. And today we've got an amazing guest of honor. I am super excited. We've got the People's Shark, one of the stars from Shark Tank, Damon John himself, here to give us some amazing wisdom. And I am super pumped to announce that Learn and Damon have embarked on quite an interesting journey. We're releasing a program, and today we'll talk about it. You can enroll. It's quite frankly next to nothing. There's no reason why anyone who's listening shouldn't enroll in it. It's really cool. It's where Damon and I are really going to teach you how to launch a business. It's our 14-day challenge. We cover all kinds of amazing topics. We'll talk about that at the end. But today's session is going to be focused specifically on this question. If Damon lost it all, what would he do today? You know, Damon we know so much about him, right? But what we should focus on with Damon is he's been involved instrumentally in at least 100 plus companies. You know, just one of his first brands, FUBU, over $6 billion in sales. And since then, we've seen him on Shark Tank, not only hear pitch after pitch after pitch, but turn down offers, make offers, and then behind the scenes, watch all these businesses. And so we're going to pick on that wisdom today and try to learn from him what we should be doing when we're just getting ready, and specifically when we're starting and launching a business from scratch. Damon, I am so excited to have you, man. Thank you so much for being here today.
And thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And thank everybody in attendance.
Yeah, well, we are going to have fun, man. I'm going to grill you a little today. I want to see what all this wisdom has brought. I'm genuinely very curious myself. The last couple of times we've had a chance to meet, I felt like I've always learned, walked away learning from it. You know, I was probably one of the first to watch Shark Tank. So that's where I came to know about you. And then from there, learned more about you, read your books. And just, I love everything you teach when it comes to entrepreneurship and how humbly you teach it, which is probably the most inspiring thing. So we'll start right off, Damon. I want to ask you this question. After everything you've seen, let's say you were the noob today, the person just starting their business. What would you do? What you know, there's such an world of opportunities, so many opportunities. How would you navigate that?
I think there's a couple of steps about starting a business. First of all, of course, I would have a desire and a drive to start the business, right? And I'll try to learn as much of the fundamentals as I can when starting the business. But what is the easiest way to get the business out to people? And we call it proof of concept. Like, you know, do you have a great idea? Do you have a great product or service? And is anybody willing to pay for it? So is there a demand for the product, idea, and service? And you don't have to come up with all these great, brilliant, like new things like the space shuttle, right? You know, my top product in Shark Tank history is socks. It's called Bombas Socks, right? So once you start to understand that you have a better mousetrap, a better cake, a better service, a better whatever the case is, then the next thing after that is I want you to not inject your own money or too much money into it, meaning what I call the power of broke. I wrote a whole book on it because that can actually highlight your weaknesses, or it can give you this feeling of accomplishment when you're really just paying for it. You want to make sure that you do it with the least amount of money, so when you have money, you can blow this whole thing up. And then last but not least, that you got to keep doing your homework on the ways to either improve your product, get your product out there, or finance your product. Because people think that somehow you make it to one stage in your life when somebody just goes, bling, you're a genius today, or bling, you're successful, or bling, you've done all this. It never stops. So again, so here are the three. Number one, get your proof of concept. Number two, be very disciplined on how much money that you put in the business. Try to do it with little to nothing, called power broke, meaning OPM, other people's mind power, manpower, marketing, manufacturing. So I do have symbiotic relationships with people to get that off the ground. And last but not least, and this is extremely important, find mentors or resources to give you more information on what you're doing, if you're doing correctly, if you need to improve, if you're not doing it the proper way. Resources are an extremely, extremely important part of that formula.
Wow, I love it. And you know what's really amazing? I want to focus in on, first of all, you said proof of concept. So there's a concept that I teach, which is look for the natural sale. I always teach this to our students, and it's like, look for what comes naturally. There's a sale that you have to work really hard to get, and then there's a sale that just seems to come to you because you show up. You know, FUBU, I'm sure for you, it wasn't like you probably didn't put together a multi-billion dollar marketing plan when you started it. I know the story. You started it out of the trunk of your car, right? And people just started wanting it, so you would show up and hands would start reaching out and grabbing it. Is that a correct kind of assumption there?
Yes, that's a great. Often the market and or the customers dictate your brand before you even know your brand. You know, you're so busy trying to over-articulate or overthink things, and somebody like, but what about that? You're like, that? Yeah, that. Okay. You know, so often you don't realize the star that you're or the gold mine you're sitting on.
Yeah. I'll tell a quick story to highlight this for everyone. And when I was first starting 18 years ago, I was an affiliate. I was promoting a software, a SEO software, and I was doing pretty well. And then one day someone says, they write me the affiliate, a support ticket. It was so funny. They found my email and they said, hey, I bought this software through your link. And you show some great results from it. Can you install it for me? I don't know how to do this. I'll pay you $500. Now, I was still in college. And I remember thinking, really? It takes me 2 hours to install this thing. It was like $250 an hour. I'm like, okay, sure. And I'm telling you, next thing I knew, I had made $30,000 from that. And I was burned out installing the software. I was so exhausted in like a month and a half. But that was a natural offer. And that led me to then, because I was so tired, I created a course, a video, my first ever video course, which has now become my life's work, is showing people how to install it, selling the course for $500, and went on to sell multiple six figures of that. So I love that. Everyone, take note of that. Look around you. What do people come to you naturally for? What do people ask you about naturally? And take note of that. Number two, you said, you know, don't put a lot of your own money in this. And I started smirking when you said this because I look at our curriculum that you and I put together for Ready to Launch, right? Our challenge, our 14-day challenge we're doing together. And it's amazing because it's super organic. The whole idea of Ready to Launch has been to get out there, get to the market, and not do it by spending tens of thousands of dollars. So when people hear this, Damon, the first thing people think about is, well, how am I going to get customers? So I want to dissect that a little further. One of my questions for you was, like, how should someone get their first 10 customers? If you're not going to spend money, a lot of people immediately think, well, how do I market?
Well, it all depends, right? You have to understand who your target market is. So how do you create who your target market is? Like, if you have people who are probably younger, they think about the community. If you have the people who are a little bit older, they probably think about the quality of the product. So you have to start defining who your market is. You know, FUBU sold to various different communities and various different people. But if you really want to go to the core of what FUBU is, we sold to young males between 18 to 30 that love the music called hip hop, that as they purchase more brands, they purchase brands more on the mid to higher level of the buying side of, you know, wherever you can acquire that brand, that primary that primarily lived on the in the Northeast. And that's who we sold to. Right. And so you need to get an understanding of what your proof of concept is. Now, you may say, well, that's a pretty big number of all those people in the Northeast. But guess what? Those are the people that on, you know, Good Friday, 1989 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or stood on the corner with those hats. Those are the people who just bought the little 80 hats that I had. I just realized after that when I what they liked, I could then transform it into T-shirts, into jeans, into hoodies and sweatshirts and everything else. So that's how you do it. You have to identify who your first customer is. And often, sometimes your customer you can find out who your customer is with a video or with calling around to see what they would purchase. You don't have to necessarily have this abundance of inventory and this abundance of product. You know, an investment in your company could be a comment, could be a vote on something. It could be a bunch of people who liked a certain video. And then you go, well, wow, seeing so many of you liked it, are any of you ready to prepay for this thing? Because guess what? I can have 20 units made for you, or I can show up and have my service for you. I'm booked, my calendar's booked, but I can make room for you. I mean, so a lot of times people are just thinking, I just need to buy, and I need to buy the formal way in China or in here and make this big thing. Proof of concept needs to be very, very small.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think back to your FUBU story. How do you think the internet has contributed to this? Because you spoke about community, and I think immediately, I'm like, man, the internet's brought community right at our fingertips now, versus when you started FUBU, I mean, like your story, at night, you had to, you know, show up at the places where these customers were and physically be present. What are your thoughts on that?
I tell you, the internet, listen, I stood on the corner. The internet has now made it a million times easier to do what I was doing. The challenge is that everybody's trying to do it. So you have to educate yourself on how to do it. But as I stood on that corner, I used to stand on the corner. I always tell people at the Apollo Theater when they let out. Now, I had a busy corner. There was a lot of people going by, right? So I had to pick them out and see them going, and I had to go and run over to them and this and that. And it's raining or maybe not, or, you know, they even want the product, but they're drunk from coming out of Apollo. They're thinking somebody's talking to a girl's talking to a guy. Now, you can directly hit people and wherever they are around the world, and have the demographic right there and know everything that they like before they even get to you, because you already know that they're on these sites, they're wearing these clothes, they're liking this stuff. So you can get so granular with these people now, and you have time to converse with them. Maybe they won't answer you right now, but maybe they'll answer you in a day from now, 2 days from now. When that person didn't answer me on the corner, that person got on the subway, in their car, on train, plane, automobile, they could not answer me if they said, hey, you know what? Where's that guy again? I want to answer them, because we didn't even have cell phones those days.
So crazy. It's so crazy to think about. How long ago was that? It wasn't that long ago, I mean, technically, right?
Yeah, 1992, 1993. And I'm talking about it like it was the Stone Age, right?
It's crazy. Know. It's nuts. It's nuts. So for everyone who's listening, right, like, think about this.
Depending on, like, if you're going in the golf space. And by the way, we've talked physical products. You could do this with digital. I'm a digital guy. I love digital products. And this is why I love working with Damon. Damon's got a lot of experience in physical products. But you've got communities that are self-defined online now between Quora, Facebook, LinkedIn. I could keep going. YouTube. You can build communities on these platforms that don't cost you anything initially to get started. And yeah, there's your customers. They're right there. They're waiting. It's, do you have the right offer? And notice how Damon has spent most of his time talking about, do you have the right offer? Is it natural? Do they want it? Do they flock to it? Damon, a question for you. When you've been on Shark Tank, because we've talked about this natural flow of attracting customers or people being able to bite on something. When you're on Shark Tank and someone's doing a pitch to you, I watch you guys all the time, and I'm always looking for... One thing I find very intriguing is I look for, as investors, where's the twinkle in the eye? Like, what does the person who's pitching say that makes the investor just kind of twitch in their seat or move around? Would you say that when you hear someone who's getting a lot of organic sales, or when someone's getting a lot of natural word of mouth type of business, is that a big plus? Or do you also then say, no, I want to make sure you can scale this with paid advertising. Show me proof of that. Like, what's the balance there?
There is a balance. So the proof of concept is they're getting a lot of people in, right? But then you want to know that they understand how much their customer acquisition cost is, how they're going to talk directly to their customer. You know, as we always say, there's three ways to deal with a customer. So you either are going to acquire a new one, upsell a current one, or make one buy more frequently. Now, it's 20 times harder to acquire a new customer. But if you have all these people already who already want to be part, they're raising their hand digitally, they're saying, I want to be part of it. So then the easiest way for success and for scalability is to upsell them or make them buy more frequently. And once you also have captivated the reason why they are rushing to you and they're asking you to do this, then you have a very good way to articulate how to acquire new ones, because you know there are going to be more with the same pain that you are solving a problem for. So this is great, and it leaves a great long tail on all these, you know, great customers for you. And unlike in the past, you know, I was so distant from my customer when I sold it to a store and they sold it to somebody else. I didn't know who that customer was. I didn't know why they bought it, or I didn't know why they didn't buy it. But today, digitally, you can get your customers to give you the information on how to make you better. They actually can pay you to make you better. I love talking about Nike, how they will create one sneaker for a person, a custom sneaker. Now, this is a company doing $30 billion. Do you think they got time for Onik or Damon to say, listen, I want the swoosh yellow, I want this type of upper, this type of lower, this type of, this type of, this type of, but guess what? As their analytics, we basically designed their line for next year because they'll look at all the people who had all these things in commonalities together and they'll go, thank you, everybody. Well, by the way, here's the next year line for everybody else out there who weren't as fashion forward as these individuals. That is an amazing way to start a business. So you have your customer will always tell you exactly what you want. Think about all the people right now who are customers themselves. Remember, every single thing that you buy in the world, you could be on the other side of it, selling it to somebody. Every single thing that you're a customer at, you can be the owner at. And so, you all are telling people exactly what you need or what you want out of life when you buy something, a service, a product, whatever the case is. And that's why I think digital is so absolutely amazing. And man, if I would have started my company in this day and age, Cuban would be a welfare case to me at this point.
So let's play that a little bit. I'll take a break. We'll have a little fun. We'll come back to the training. If you were starting today, what would you do? Would it be an e-com business, a digital business, coaching business? Any thoughts? You've seen it all.
Well, it would be an e-com and digital business. First of all, I probably would. And I'm talking because we're only thinking like if I started FUBU or if I started today, period.
Just started today, like after everything you've seen, it's like if you started brand new today, what's the one?
No matter what it is, it would be something I love in the area I love it. Whatever the case is, it would probably be somewhere in fashion or somewhere in, fishing or something of that nature. And I probably would go out and I would have ambassadors spreading the word and maybe even making money off of something I'm doing. Let's say you would get a FUBU box at... I would love to put, two kids, a male and a woman and a man in college, in each college, and each one of them are official FUBU representatives. They would get a box for $500 worth of clothes that would be worth somewhere around, $1,000, and they would have a credit on that. So I would teach them entrepreneurship simultaneously, and that would be two representatives in every high school and every college around the world. And then you also would get them to be able to empower themselves by selling clothes and making money, kind of like Avon or the Girl Scouts, whatever you want to call it. And then I would follow up after that with something digital or something else, a course, where it could then let them create their own FUBUs of the world. But of course, the core of the product would be my initial love, which is fashion.
I love that. There was some brilliance in there, so we're going to unpack that for everybody. The course that Damon and I have done, it's a 14-day challenge. It's paid, but you'll see, it's pennies. And I'll give you guys a URL in a minute. We split it into three parts. And I was smiling because the part that Damon was talking about, we discussed in the third part of it. So part one is plan, right? So here's the interesting dichotomy between Damon and I. I'm all about digital programs. I'm all about sell courses, sell content. I love it. It's what I've done forever. My closest friends, by the way, do e-commerce, and great for them. It's just not my particular cup of tea. Now, as you listen to Damon, Damon's all about e-commerce. Makes sense, right? He's been in a career of physical products. So we bring both of that knowledge to this first part, but there's also a world of opportunities that we explore. So when we work with students in this program, we're saying, hey, let's first explore the opportunities. There are so many different ways of online, types of online businesses. Then we move into build. So it's like, all right, now let's build your plan of how you're going to, guess what? Do your prototype or do your proof of concept. What is the lowest, friction way to get in? So some of you might be thinking, God, what do I do? What is that? Damon said it sounds great, but how do I get it? Well, great. If you join our 14-day challenge, we go over that. Then third, last but not least by any means is launch. How do we get that traffic? So Damon and I teach a concept called Power 100. And in that, Damon was just talking about it. Basically, Damon was talking about influencers. He would be setting up influencers in different places, right? People to go out, and he did exactly that with FUBU. I love your story, Damon, with FUBU, where you would get bouncers and other people that had access to the celebrities to wear your stuff. Nothing's changed. Today, it's just, it's easier, right? It's easier to do it if you use the internet. It's super easier. So we talk about all of this and we systemize it, and we've got checklists and resources and things for you to fill out in order to do that. But what I love about what Damon was talking about is the concept of influencers. And this is something where I want more and more of you to think about this, because I used it, by the way. It's been huge in my business. And we're not saying influencers like, you know, like Damon John influencer, like celebrity influencer. There are people in your space, in your niche that you can reach that have access to your niche. Start making a list of those people, because that's where you'll get your proof of concept instead of going out and trying to spend thousands of dollars on marketing. Really, really cool. I love that you laid out a business plan so quickly, Damon, for kind of how you would deploy today the internet to use to do that. I also want to highlight the fact that you said, look, free is great, organic is great, but you got to still be able to have the data so that you know you can scale it up, because an investor wants to come in and scale it. And scaling comes from data. You mentioned it, right? Know your metrics. And I always teach that, knowing your metrics. Let's talk more about scaling. So now you've got proof of concept, you know you're onto something. How do you navigate an entrepreneur to like that seven-figure, eight-figure level of sales?
Well, it all depends on your outlet, your pipes of distribution, right? Because first of all, how are you going to finance it? Again, as I said, are you going to finance this off of OPM, meaning other people's manufacturing, or mind power, manpower, marketing, right? How are you going to finance it? Also, how are you going to get that register to ring while your head is on the pillow? That was the best thing about FUBU. It was selling during the day in another country and it was night during here, right? How are you going to finance it? How are you going to get this out on a grand scale? And who are you going to make your partners out there feel like they're going to profit in that? So whether I was licensing the product out, whether I was taking in pre-orders on the product, whether I was taking in some form of subscription from the stores, we're all doing it on a different platform today. Before then, when the internet wasn't out, I still had a subscription model. My subscription model was for my stores. They knew that if they wanted to get the product first before anybody else, that we were going to manufacture and make limited amount of product, so they need to pay ahead of time, while other ones wanted credit. And I knew that I would send to them two times a month all the different deliveries. So it all depends. Also, I was using other people's manufacturing. That's how we started a license. We said, hey, we take care of the core. As I said, young men's 18 to 30 years old, this number, blah, blah, blah. We don't know how to make ladies. So we are going to get you to make ladies. We are going to get you to make bags and boys and all that other type of stuff. So these are all the ways that you need to scale. And you know, when you start to look at how you go out and advertise and market, it's very simple today. You know, you can take $100 and take out 10 different ads, right, of the same exact product and find out which one is going to work more. You can make affordable mistakes, right? Which, and I think everybody hopefully has $100. I mean, I think I spent $100 on Starbucks this week. But, you know, you sit out there and take 10 different ads out. If I would have had to take 10 different ads out on FUBU, but I'm going to take out four right now just to save everybody time, because I don't want to go through the whole 10 ads. One would have been hottest brand in hip hop. Next one would have been, you don't want to wear kente cloth colors? Well, we will make hip hop type of brands in very simple black, blue colors, right? The next one would have been like, have you seen LL wearing this? The next one would have been like, the New York City brand that's on all the videos that you can't get a hold of. All right. Now, just you could have do this on Facebook or various other places, and we would have sat back and we would have said, four people click this link. 8 people click this link, 0 people click this link, and 300 click this link. Now, that would have cost us what? $20 an ad? Now I'm going to replicate that one that's really, you know, busy. So I got to say, we did that back in the days. We just did that with local newspapers. We would take out little $30 ads in a bunch of local newspapers, 10 of them. And when that finally worked, whichever one we got everybody to call a 1-800 number, we would take it out in 3,000 local newspapers. You're just doing it today faster than ever before, because today you'll be able to see how many people answer within hours. We had to wait till the ad went out, wait till the magazine, that local paper got shipped, wait till a whole bunch of people got home and called the 1-800 number. It would have taken us 2 to 3 weeks, what you can literally do in 2 to 3 hours.
Wow, that was super powerful. So let's break that down, everybody. And this is, by the way, this is why I'm so excited to be working with Damon Etlern, because We also, behind our 14-day challenge, we have a program where you can literally get access to this, what you just heard, every month, where you can even bring your questions. Can you imagine bringing your questions to a hot seat and having Damon answer your specific question? It's awesome. So what Damon just said, first of all, you can diversify product lines, right? So one way to scale is you know your market, they need other things, you can do that. But the part I loved, this is brilliant, because at Learn, I'm like, hey, we have so many courses. I wonder which courses our students want more. Throw up some ads, do some click tracking. It's super simple. Facebook will tell you, look to see which ads got more clicks, more quicker, you know, had more engagement. Bam, you know what your audience is into. That's what he just did there. So if you're looking and you're thinking, even if you're in the place where you're thinking, God, what should I do? Should I do this, this, or this? It's almost like throw up some ads, spend $100 and see which one gets the most natural flock of people coming to it without you having to pull them. People just come. And that was something that was really brilliant. Like I can see us deploying that, Damon, right here. One of the things that we've been doing now, Damon, kind of goes along with what you're saying, is we're doing an analysis of even our podcast episodes. So we're making a big detail analysis of topic, views, engagement, topic, and we're going to study that to see which topics got the most, you know, some topics we end up spending ad money on, so we'll pull those out. So we're going to say, these are all organic only, which ones got? We sent out an email for one of our newsletters, and the subject line was, are you too old to start a business? I frankly did not think it would do well. It was one of our best performing open rates we've ever had. Yeah, and I was like, wow. Okay, I got to talk more about that, right? And so let the market, let the data tell you what to do and what to do next. Not enough entrepreneurs are doing that. That's like a really big, gosh, I really wish you would listen to this again. Replay that part where Damon talked about
it. I got to tell you, the book that you have sitting right next to you, we love our, you know, we love people on social media to be part of our decision-making process. And we had the four covers we put up there, three that I liked and one random color to pick. And you know what? They picked the one that was nowhere near what I was going to put out, the gold one. And there you have it.
I remember this. You sent an email about it too. I remember voting. I remember actually voting because I remember getting the email. Now think about this, everybody. How creative, right? Not only is he getting some buzz going, because that was the first time I was, oh, Damon's writing a new book, right? So he got the buzz out, and I feel like I participated in the creation of the cover. Plus, Damon didn't have to have a 17-hour meeting around a boardroom with a bunch of people saying analytically which one's going to be the best one.
Right.
Let the market tell you. Man, whew, that is awesome. Listen, everybody, if you've enjoyed this, I want to tell you very bluntly right now, I'm going to give you a URL, and I want you to go to it. I want you to go to learn.com/launch-now, okay? Learn.com launch now. Here's why. Damon and I have come together. We're doing a 14-day challenge. It is a challenge that you can take at your own pace. All right. So it's, you can do a video a day. You could take 3 days to do it. And every day we end with a specific exercise for you to do. And the entire mission and the mission and goal here is to help you come up with a business plan for you to take, you know, for you to take full advantage of the amazing opportunities out there. It can be a little confusing. Let's face it. There's a lot. You could do an Amazon business, an eBay business. You could build a digital product. You could do an e-com business. I mean, there's so many opportunities. They're all amazing. But which one's right for you? That's the first part. And then we get into the proof of concept. We help you build out what is the right offer. What's your offer? Not product. Notice how I said what's the right offer that you're going to make that market. Where is that market? We actually will teach you, train you, give you all the worksheets and do exercises with you to help you get there. And then last but not least, how do you take that? Now you got your market, now you got your product, now you got your offer, let's go. Let's get that first sale, the first 10 or first 15. If that sounds exciting to you, I want you to go to learn.com, learn.com/launch-now. It's officially out, all right? This is gonna make a lot of noise in the coming days and you're the first to hear about it. Damon and I we've been working on this now for like well over a year. It's been a long time in the making. Damon, anything you want to add to just get people excited about what we put together here?
Listen, you know what? 2020 and 2021 has been rough. I know that this information is well needed because so many people now have gained so much time back in their life due to, you know, not having to travel. And so many people were investing in other people's dreams and Unfortunately, that other person was not able to keep that dream going for, unfortunately, various reasons that none of us could have predicted. But it's time for people to be able to take advantage now. And the best thing about doing this type of stuff is you can still keep your day job and start working on this and growing this and growing this and growing this until it's time that we all get that great moment, the moment that I said I quit. So, I think this is just the opportune time because something's going to happen in the future where it may not be this, but it may be a recession. It may be some other issue happening. And you want to be able to take care of yourself, your family, create true change and create independence yourself all from something like this, right? So I want people to really take advantage of this. And I study this stuff, even though I have the people around me, I keep studying the other ways to improve. So there's nothing different than when I said, or when you asked me, how do you get started? When I see things that are out there, I still see ways that I can provide value, but also now ways that I can talk digitally direct to our customers. That's why whenever you see the sharks, I'm probably the one that's a little more digital savvy than most of them because this is stuff that I concentrate on. And I'm so glad that I can partner up with you to deliver this amazing information to people.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. And I couldn't agree with you more. Everyone, I'll let you in on a little secret. So when you enroll in the challenge, just go check out the site. You're going to be shocked at how low cost it is. We did this on purpose because of the very reason Damon just said. It's 2020, 2021. It's been a tough time. We wanted to bring something good to the market. We wanted to give you something to do, get you moving, taking action, taking actual steps towards your goals. Now, once you enroll, once you purchase it, the first upsell, I'll tell you what it is. It's the ability for you to join an actual community with Damon and I every month where we will work together with you to continue training you on all the different internet marketing techniques, the different opportunities, and you'll have a hot seat opportunity with Damon every single month. So you submit your questions to us and we will get them in front of Damon and you'll be able to get more and more of this amazing knowledge, this wealth of knowledge. So with that said, Damon, thank you so much, man. It has been an honor as always to have you. To be around you, to talk to you, and of course, here for the first time having you on this podcast. Thanks so much. And to everyone else, learn.com, LURN.com/launch now. What are you waiting for? Make it happen. We'll see you inside the 14-day challenge. Make sure you leave us a comment below. Click subscribe. Hit the thumbs up icon. If you're on iTunes, leave us a great review. I'm sure Damon's going to look at these, so send him your message. This is the way to talk to him right now. Leave it below. Other than that, we'll see you inside of Learn. We'll see you inside of our Ready to Launch challenge. At learn.com/launch now. This is Onyx Singhal signing off. Go out there, kick some butt, fight for your dreams. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.